Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of the FinTech Meetup. There's so many FinTech things going on right now. The 2023 FinTech Meetup, and we are here with Finalytics AI's very own Craig McLaughlin. How are you, Craig?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for having me here.
You're welcome. Thanks for taking time out to hang out. I know you're a busy guy. You're being pulled in 100 different directions here, but always appreciate your company. And the first question I'm asking everybody, how's the conference? Since we're at the tail end, we're at the home stretch.
This is an overwhelming conference.
A little bit.
Just because it's like speed dating for connecting with both customers and fintechs.
Yeah.
So it is literally just back-to-back meetings all day long, talking to prospective customers about what we do, which is fantastic. But man, there's times where my voice was like, I'm losing it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm drinking a lot of H2O here to keep the voice, keep the vocal cords. There you go.
Yeah.
Keep the vocal cords nice and nice and in shape, if you will. So any highlights or any takeaways for you based on your experience the last couple of days?
Yeah, Steve McLaughlin opening up.
I saw that.
His keynote, that was awesome.
It
was,
he and John?
Yeah. It was great. John nailed that interview.
He did.
It's often an unspoken or thanked position to be the interviewer. It took so much effort to be thoughtful with the questions.
Yeah.
But he was great. And then Steve totally fulfilled on it. Like, he not only answered the questions, but he talked philosophically about where the industry is, where it's been, where we are right now, what the challenges are.
He was brutally honest,
was,
I think.
Yeah. It was authentic, real.
Yep.
No, there was no sugarcoating and kind of, inauthenticity there.
Yeah. That was the only session that I got, actually, was that one, and that was, I think that was the one they get, for sure. But there's a lot of other content here that was top-notch as well, so.
Yeah, for sure. It's a neat combination, because if I think about, I'm a community financial institution, and somebody said to me today, they said, they looked around the room and they said, banking used to be something that was done inside of a bank, but now banking is something that's done here. That all these different partners that you stitch together to be able to address uniquely what your organization is trying to achieve gets laid out here.
Yeah.
It's pretty key.
What are your thoughts on the amount of fintechs here? Because there's a lot of them. And to be a credit union or just a financial institution, to be able to kind of filter out what works best for you must be a very daunting task. There's obviously there's a lot of opportunity here, fintech wise, for a financial institution. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it goes back to, it's a really good thing.
Yeah.
It's really good that
we
have too much supply, right, of great companies that can help us achieve our goals in the category. The flip side of that is it puts a lot of pressure on the credit union leadership team to be really, really clear on what they're trying to achieve. And that's work. That's hard work to really get aligned around this is our vision.
Yeah.
This is our direction. We're all aligned around it. We're committed.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, here are the solutions that we need.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do go out to events like this, go talk to these kinds of companies about how they can help. And from that framework, I think you can make some really smart choices.
Yeah.
That's how we started Finalytics.ai. So we were working on digital strategy engagements for very large credit unions. And in every one of those engagements, we came to this one bit that was, how do we personalize the experience? And then as we looked to deploy tools to do that, we found that those tools weren't purpose-built for credit unions. And credit unions have a unique business case. They don't have hundreds of engineers that can be deployed to configure something. They're used to buying something that's turnkey, but in reality, all these SaaS platforms, while they're in the cloud, still they require a lot of configuration on the client side to make them work.
Yeah.
And so we built Finalytics intentionally to solve that use case, but deliver it on a software and a service basis. So a client could say, we want this, and within 4 or 8 weeks, we have it turned on in a crawl stage, and then we can move to walk to run and really kind of go on our journey with them. So we're not selling so much licensing. We're working with a client saying, we're going to solve this problem of personalization for you based on your vision around what that means for your members and building it out from there.
Yeah, right on. So Can you share with me like what some of your conversations were like up in the? I mean, not you're gonna have to divulge any details, but what were the conversations like that you with some of the folks that you met up with in the speed dating room, if you will?
Speed dating room. Yeah. I feel like I'm like an anthropologist in a lot of ways of credit unions because I feel like it's like they're trying to like read the tea leaves and get an understanding of what's going on there. So you talk. You learn a lot about how an institution is run and where they are in their transformation journey. We used to do this report that was the Digital Maturity of Credit Unions report, and we haven't done it in a while. And it was self-reported data back from the credit unions about where they were. But we learned so much about how they felt about where they were in this journey. And when we sit with, or when I sat with people today in the sessions and yesterday, digging into how their organization is structured is pretty telling. Like, because digital is now this thing that has to be horizontal, right? Banks, credit unions traditionally have been able to run as siloed business units. Like one guy owns lending, another guy owns operations, somebody else owns marketing and business development. But digital, it brings all these people together, so they have to collaborate. They have to work together. It's really hard for them because it's hard to collaborate. It's hard to work together. You have competing agendas. And so I think my takeaway from the conversations that I had were that some you can sense where they are in this transformation journey. And then you can ask yourself, well, where do you want to be in that journey in order to be successful? Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you come to an event like this and you look around and you're overwhelmed by it, probably and partially because you haven't done the homework beforehand to figure out here are the tools that I'm really interested in looking at, here's the questions I have, and here's I want to get to know now. There's three partners that can do this. I want to get to feel them out a little bit and get to know who they are as people and decide can I trust them. So that's a pretty big deal. And that road mapping exercise that you do inside the credit union to align everybody, hard work. But it pays such dividends down the road because then you can have one team come here, another team go to the GAC, another team go to, say, the Financial Brand Forum, and everybody can come back and say, oh, we're talking about how we're going to solve the personalization. And everybody can chime in on who they talk to, what their take on that solution is, where it fits into their roadmap. So it's a lot of work that teams need to do.
And there's a lot of work beforehand before you got to this conference because they... A lot of people were talking about the software or the platform that the FinTech Meetup sat on in order for it to be so organized and to put these meetings together. It was phenomenal. And the way you were able to vet or who you wanted to meet with was incredible. And so that gave you an opportunity to kind of research who you wanted to talk to and who you didn't want to talk to.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really effective. So, and I get what you're saying, because if you don't do all that work ahead of time, you come here and you go in that big old room up there, which looks like a giant beehive full of activity, you're like, oh my gosh. But if you've done your homework ahead of time, it's not that big a deal because you know what you're focused on what you want to do and who you want to talk to.
It's interesting too. It's like, and also those conversations didn't have to be like, in the conversations I had today,
like,
I felt
who
like,
are you and what do you want? Yeah, you don't have to do that. You already know. You should already know.
You already know, and instead you're not just like a monkey saying this is what I do over and over again.
Right, right.
You can be really targeted and say, interesting, I have some questions for you about what you're up to.
Exactly.
And so it was a much different meeting.
Yeah.
When you had 15 minutes on that, as opposed to 15 minutes on, let me give you a demo.
Right.
I don't find that very interesting. I find it very interesting to hear where people are in this journey and what's working, what's not working. Why do they not like something?
Yeah.
A lot of times I have to look at both sides of an equation and go, well, I wonder why does this organization have a negative experience, but this other one has a very positive experience with the vendor?
Mm-hmm.
And I find that it's a lot of the DNA of the organization, the culture comes through, is how are they really partners? Are they collaborating? And sometimes you can just tell this probably wouldn't be a great relationship for us because of the approach. And so we try to be really intentional about who we choose to engage with.
Yeah, and I think the setup they have allows you to do that, for sure.
Yeah.
Good. Is there a major takeaway for you from this conference? Because you mentioned that earlier, kind of the takeaways that you got from some of the conversations. But is there like a big, audacious takeaway from this conference that you guys can use at Finalytics down the road here? Or is it just, this is kind of a big information gathering venture for you?
I think that personalizing the experience is increasingly prioritized. So that is, I think we're having to do less education on what does that mean? And why do you want that? And how can it have an impact to your organization? I think some of the conversations we're having, there's a level of maturing that's happening. And I think that's great. So I think that's really, really positive to get those conversations to a place where you can talk about the impact. I do think that it's interesting to see the metaphor of like these individual sessions and how they're going to move over. I was talking with Jeffrey from the Financial Brand Forum today.
Was he here?
Yeah, he was here.
My God.
Yeah, I was talking about like how does this all like. He puts on a great show.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I mean that's like it's like Mecca for what we do.
Yeah.
And I thought he doesn't have the meeting situation set up the same way. And I just was interested to get his take. Do you see this as being the future? And I think he saw it as being complementary to what he was doing, but not the core of what he was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's going to create an interesting landscape to how all these events fit together.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm bummed I missed him. Shoot.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Next time we'll catch him. So yeah. Before I let you go, sir, give a quick plug on Finalytics.ai. What do you guys do for credit unions out there?
So Finalytics.ai is purpose-built for credit unions. It's a platform that personalizes both the unauthenticated and authenticated digital experience based on a series of data points. So we look at...
Let's let her do her thing.
So we personalize the digital experience on a series of data points. One is authenticated user behavior data, or unauthenticated or authenticated. The second is then second and third party data, and then the third is transactional data. So all those data elements we bring in feed to AI. AI chugs through all that and then says, based on this user's type, location, behavior, transactions, here's the content that's most relevant to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a personalization engine that places that content in front of those users. So what you end up with is an experience that is targeted to a segment of one. So all of your credit union customers will have different experiences digitally, which is what they got inside of a branch before, right? Where somebody really cared about them, listened to them, and then responded in kind. So we do that for credit unions. And we do it on a software and a service basis.
Oh.
So we don't just give you a license and say good luck.
Yeah.
We actually come in and do it with you and go on this journey together and achieve those goals. We call crawl, walk, run, where at the beginning we set it up with you and then we slowly iterate to add on new features and functionalities.
Good stuff, sir. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Greg, always a joy talking to you. Always an education as well, so thank you for that. And always appreciate the work that you guys do for credit unions, so thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Pleasure to be here.
All right,
thank
sir.
You.
Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.